Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket Canada's Zach Gelb Show coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And what a comeback victory for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday in Baltimore. Down 20-3, and they find a way to score 20 unanswered points to walk out and go back to Buffalo with the victory 23-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. Next up for the Bills is, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday in Buffalo at 1 p.m. Eastern. And now joining us is the greatest Bills quarterback of all time, the Pro Football Hall of Famer in Jim Kelly. Jim, thanks so much for coming back on. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
How about that comeback victory? Take me through how you processed that one on Sunday.
Well, I processed some of it. I got up and walked out a couple times. So, yeah, but it all came back, and I knew that you never give up. I always used to tell and still do tell my kids it's never over until it's all zeros on that clock, and especially now with the Bills the way they are and the weapons they have, they can come back anytime and start out slow. But, you know, overall, very proud of the way Josh Allen handled it and the way he brought that team back.
When you look at the athleticism nowadays at the quarterback position, and you saw it on full display on Sunday, it's really something to just see how athletic not only Josh Allen is, but then we know what Lamar Jackson could do as well.
But you didn't see that out of me and Marino? Oh, boy, I had to throw two of the slowest quarterbacks in history of the NFL, Marino and Kozar. I wasn't too far behind it, but no, to be honest with you, it's amazing. You know, I knew how I used to love to watch guys like Randall Cunningham, how he used to be able to run around with the football, and, you know, guys like Doug Flutie, all the athletic guys. And I wasn't that bad, but I wasn't that great. The older I got, the more I wanted to stay in that pocket and have my big brothers right beside me and protect me. But, you know, guys like Josh Allen and, you know, Jackson and so many guys now, that's the way of the quarterback now. Yeah, there's still the, you know, your typical great ones that are in the pocket, like, you know, of course, Tom Brady's been there, what, 40 years now?
Seems that way.
But, yeah, it's exciting to watch.
The Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly here with us. Jim, you know it in Buffalo. For years they were saying, please get us the next Jim Kelly. Get us the next Jim Kelly. And those prayers were finally answered. What is it like for you to not only see the way that Josh Allen's career has really developed, but now has taken off to where he's one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I love seeing it. Yeah, I've heard that for so many years, and I think they finally got a guy not only probably just as good, but he keeps going the way he's going to be. He's going to shatter all my records. I won't even have any. He'll be halfway through his career. He'll be probably already by mine. So, but it's good to see it. He's a good kid. He's great for the community. He's a great leader. Everything that a franchise would love to have. Everybody that, you know, that would love to have a guy like that in your community, go and run, help foundations and charities and all these. You found it in Josh Allen. So it's good to see, and I love watching it.
So you think he's going to go down as the greatest quarterback in Bills history?
Who, me?
No. Josh Allen. Yeah, your opinion on it, it's a pretty important one.
without, I mean, your bottom line is if he continues to do what he's, you know, what he has done and been doing, he's going to shatter all my records. Oh, without a doubt, he'll be the greatest ever. I hope it happens. I mean, that's what I would love to have. I live here. My kids, my two daughters are huge Bills fans, and they would love to be able to see all my records, maybe not be shattered, but broken. They probably will, but the thing that comes with that is wins, all those victories. And we, of course, you don't want to talk too much about that Lombardi trophy. It's not here yet, but to be able to, you know, keep fighting and get back and hopefully get at least get to the game and try to get one and pull one off and win one, that would be awesome. So I'm excited about what I see with what we got, you know, behind the center.
That's the expectation this year. You know it and I know it. It is Super Bowl or bust, even though the general manager may not want to say that. But you look at this team, they have all the pieces they probably need to go in a Super Bowl this year.
Well, the first thing I said, and I think I've said a number of times, even before the season started on my own radio show, that the key is staying healthy. And I know we've had a lot of injuries. And last week, we had about, five or six starters that were out. Plus, you know what? That's the bottom line. You've got to keep your star players healthy. And, we've got to keep Josh healthy. You've got to quit running so much. And hopefully he starts getting down. And I think I even saw him twice slide. I'm like, I'm not used to seeing Josh Allen slide. So it's good to see him start to really think that he's got to save his body because, 18, and then you go to the playoffs. That's a lot of games, so we have to keep that boy healthy.
That's the only thing that concerns me because you're right. They got to stay healthy. They don't have many blemishes on this resume when you look at the construction of this roster that Brandon has put together and the way that Sean coaches. But three out of the first four games, they've asked him to be the leading rusher. They got to start getting other pieces to maybe take a little bit off his plate.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know what? When I looked at the schedule, I said, if we come out of this 3-1, I'm going to be very happy. And that's pretty much exactly what we did. So, we have to. And, not just him, but we got to keep some guys on defense. I know our secondary has been banged up, some of the defensive linemen. We just have to keep the star players healthy. Yeah, you want to keep everybody healthy. I get that. But the ones that really make a big difference each and every week are the receivers. You have to get that running game going. As you just said a little bit ago, I was blessed when I played because I had Thurman Thomas behind me. Singletary is a pretty darn good running back. Give him some opportunities, I think, a little bit more. I think he'll do fine. But I guess you get a little spoiled when you have Josh back there and you got Diggs and you have other guys that are in the wide receiver position that can play Dawson Knox. We got a lot of weapons. It's just not one or two. We got about four or five. So you got to utilize all of them, I guess.
I'll tell you this. I was at that Bills-Patriots playoff game this past year. And Jim, I don't want to ruin the conversation. I am a Patriot fan. But the moment you and Thurman Thomas got on that field pregame and started to hype up the crowd, I knew we were screwed. You former Bills players really still bring it to that crowd.
Yeah, we do. It was fun because even the opening game this year, Marv and I went out. And Marv,
yeah,
had his famous, talk, and he, ended it with, where else would you rather be than right here, right now? And that freaking crowd went nuts. And I knew from that point right there, oh, boy, it's going to be a heck of a Monday night football game, and it was, and we showed it.
So you know the passion of Bills fans. It's really second to none, and it's an unbelievable town and just such great people, too, and it's all about football, food, family, maybe a few drinks here and there as well. If they could
table breaks.
Yeah. Have you ever gone through a table, by the way?
No way, and I don't plan on doing it. I'm 62 years old, and I've had enough surgeries. I don't need any more.
Yeah, you've taken enough hits. You don't need to have another one. But have you let your mind start to go there, like what it would mean if they could finally bring a Lombardi trophy back to Buffalo?
I mean, you think about it a little bit, but not much, because when you're a player, you never really try to think about that all. You always, the typical things, the AFC East and then the playoffs one game at a time. And you almost got that mindset all the time, even when you're not playing. And I know fans don't want to hear that. They don't want to think that. They want to think right to the last game, which I get. I mean, we've been here four times. We never won one. Yeah, and that could probably hurt a lot of them. I hope we are able to bring it, because these fans, this city deserves it without a doubt.
No question about that. The Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly here with us. I also thought it was very big what Brandon did this offseason because, you know, sometimes teams can get complacent when they have a lot of talent in that building. But bringing in Von Miller, not only what he does on the field, but having that Super Bowl experience, the Super Bowl MVP, the two championships that he's won, I just really think you can't put a value on what that presence means to a locker room.
Well, they put a value on it, what, about $30 million a year? Whatever it was, I'll tell you what, he does. I've gotten to know him prior to also, and I coached him when we were in the Pro Bowl a couple of years back, and I was one of the VIP coaches, which was pretty fun, a lot of fun, as a matter of fact. And got to know him pretty well there, and he definitely brings what you need, that little extra boost on the defense, a little extra vibe of get to that quarterback and, you know, making a big difference. And he's done it so far this year. Got to keep him healthy, too. Got to keep all those star players out on the field and not in the training room.
Going back to last week on Sunday, that decision with a little over 4 minutes to go by Harbaugh in a tie game to go for it on fourth and goal at the 2. It got intercepted. Heck of a play by Jordan Poyer. What did you make of that decision in the moment? Did you say to yourself, wow, kind of surprised he didn't take the field goal, or no?
No, you know what? With that much time in the game, you never know. And it's easy to say, you know, bygones when you're, you know, already tried it and it didn't make it, and you say, oh, man, I should have tried it. I don't know. And if you would have made, everybody thought that would have been the greatest decision they ever made. But it's one of those things. Would have I kicked a field goal? Probably, because you want to rely on your defense to bring you out. But, you know, it depends on the team you're playing against. The offense on the other side, you got Josh Allen on the other side. I think I might have gone for it maybe too. So it's a hard decision to make, and he made it, and you have to stick with it, win or lose.
Now, you go into Miami and then still following probably closely the ACC. Kenny Pickett, who won the ACC Player of the Year last year, coming into town this weekend for his first career start in front of those Buffalo fans. What do you kind of expect out of Kenny Pickett?
Good luck.
Yeah, a rough spot.
I like what I saw. I like what I see. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, you know, in the near future. He's young. He's going against, you know, a very good defense, a defense that likes to put a lot of pressure on. And we'll see what happens. I wouldn't want to be him this time, but you know what? You have to start somewhere, and we'll see what happens. But I wish him nothing but the best of luck because, you know what, throughout this year, you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh. I've been a Steelers fan. Of course, I'm a Bills fan now, but Steelers are my second choice. And you always wish nothing but the best for a young kid. And you hope he does well this year.
No question about that. Before we let you run, Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, just who are some of the other quarterbacks that you really like in the NFL these days that you really just watch and go, okay, I really like the way that guy plays?
Well, you hit me when I just got out of the doctor's office, so my mind's not quite ready yet. But I like, what is it, Jalen Hurts from, is that Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I've been watching him for a while. I got to know him at a banquet. I met him at a quarterback club banquet, and I spent some time with him and his dad, and he's just a classy guy. I mean, you got to look at some of the other young guys throughout the league, but I'm not real good at, you know, right off the cuff pulling by three or four out. I got so much things on my plate, so many things I have to do in my life right now that sometimes, you know what, too many hits upside the head, not only by, you know, playing football, but of course, you know, growing up with five brothers, maybe too many quarters lights, things like that. So my memory's not quite the way it used to be, but the guy from Jacksonville, I know he's struggling
Trevor
a little
Lawrence.
Bit this year, but yeah, so but there are guys definitely, I think, that we have in this league now that, you know, in due time to get right offense, I think they'll be all right.
Now, before we let you run, Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly, 2 weeks, in two Sundays, you get Bills and Chiefs, and that's going to be obviously a highly anticipated game. It seems like, and I know you can't do this, but a lot of fans were already getting ready to just fast forward to that AFC title game and see that rematch of the playoffs again.
No, it's definitely, anytime you got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, you know it's going to be a battle. It almost brings back memories of when I used to play against Marino 2-3 times a year. We knew it was going to be battle each and every time. That's pretty much what you're going to see every time you see those two, 17 and 15, battle out against each other. So it'll be a good game. I wish that we could get a game here at the Ralph and play one in Buffalo and see what happens. But you know what? It's going to be a heck of a contest. There's no doubt. But you got to worry about those Pittsburgh Steelers first. Don't jump ahead now.
Now, before we let you run, Kelly for the Kids Foundation, I know obviously that has been a foundation near and dear to your heart for many years. Just what's the latest with the foundation?
Well, Kelly for Kids is one that we try to do as much as we can for local charities here in Buffalo. We give money out each and every year, over $300,000 to over 30 charities. And then, of course, my all-time one is my son's foundation, Hunter's Hope, where, long story short, we just try to give every kid a chance to dream like I was able to do as a little boy. And with all the things going on in each and every state, and everybody that has a child understands that when you have a baby, you do a heel prick. They do the heel prick. They send that blood spot off to a lab, and then they test to make sure that they don't have any serious illnesses. But unfortunately, in this country, every state is different on how many diseases they test for. There's states that test for 20. There's states that test for 45, 50. It all depends where, what state you're in, depending on what they test for. Some kids are missing out and they're not getting tested or diagnosed early enough, and they wind up passing away or suffering terribly. So we're trying to make sure that every state tests for the maximum amount of treatable diseases to give these kids a chance to dream like we were able to do as little boys.
He's the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly. Jim, nothing but good health to you and your family. Really do appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.